Hello and welcome to today's edition of Energy Insights with Rocky. Hope you all are doing good and enjoying the back to normal life as the economy opens up in most part of the world. As for me, I'm multitasking between my work commitments, kids, YouTubing occasionally, and definitely enjoying the podcasting bandwagon so far. As you all know, my podcast mainly revolves around topics that are currently gaining momentum in the energy world, more precisely with a focus on energy transition and carbon neutrality. But for this edition, I would like to deviate a bit and talk about an issue that needs everybody's attention and thoughtful intervention. I would like to address a topic on the impact of pandemic on women and how we can support an easy comeback of women into the workforce. This episode is also very timely as we celebrate International Women's Day today. On a side note, the scope of this podcast is strictly for knowledge sharing purposes and not necessarily to provide any advice to the listeners, and not in any way I attract any liability for any inconsistency in terms of the accuracy for the information that I have put together. Most of the information presented here is available in some form in the public domain. Folks, as I mentioned, the topic for today's session is different and yet distinctly connected to the energy, or more precisely, I would say, to the corporate world one way or other. Yes, we all are facing the most unprecedented and unpredictable times for a while now. After COVID started in 2019, it's the fourth year of uncertainties, but more than pandemic, what worries me is the unprecedented evacuation of women from the workforce in the past 3 to 4 years, which has disproportionately impacted the financial, emotional, social, and economic well-being of women and girls. I never wear a gender bias glass, as I have always represented my minority in terms of gender while pursuing my chemical engineering undergraduate and postgraduate degrees at school some 2 decades back, and also in my professional career within LNG and oil and gas sector. Although I'm equally supportive of men and women in the professional world, nevertheless, I cannot worry less to see the rising pressure on women, specifically with the onset of pandemic and the effect that has only intensified in the last 4 years. Talking about some statistics, the U.S. Bureau of Labor reveals that as of first quarter 2021, around 2 million women have left the workforce since the pandemic started. This number has definitely improved compared to the number from first quarter 2020, which was close to 4 million women who dropped out of their jobs. This swooping downfall corresponds to 56% decline in the employment participation rate, a level which has never been observed since the past 4 decades. Paying a closer attention to the U.S. labor force participation by gender, since the pandemic started, there has been a remarkably higher number of women exiting the workforce than men. And more concerning is that the return to work has been reasonably slower for the women than men. According to a McKinsey report, out of the 2 million women who stepped down from their career with the onset of pandemic, 23% of the working women with kids under the age of 10 considered leaving the workforce altogether. All these gaps, which hardly existed before the pandemic, has still not been filled, as women have not recouped to their pre-pandemic employment levels. The effect is extraordinarily significant, and it reflects a tremendous toll on the mental health and well-being of women. The July 2020 McKinsey studies show that several industries where women have major representation, like food, retail, education, were badly hit by the pandemic, and hence it has drastically impacted the women workforce within these industries. I have several first-hand discussions with women in my network who were at the pinnacle of their career before everything crashed for them 3 years back with the onset of COVID pandemic. The pandemic affected many of us, both men as well as women equally, I believe. But more specifically for few women, it was a hard choice between being more focused in their career versus meeting the basic demands of the family during the most unprecedented timings. And primarily between men and women, if there has a choice to be made, the reliance on women to meet the childcare needs or at the home front are more counted upon, and hence mothers continued to bear more of the burden and responsibility than fathers after the onset of COVID. With all this disparity, the status of several women changed in the matter of few weeks. And just as it took decades for them to build their career, it could take several years for them to regain. This imbalance might be temporary, but for sure it has crumbled the labor equality and made us all think if this recession should more precisely be called as a she-cession. Do you agree with me on that? It would be very insightful to hear your perspective and reasoning behind it, so do share your thoughts with me. Undoubtedly, the consequences of the last 3 to 4 years will take a long time to heal. But during the recovery phase, it's pertinent that we work cohesively to address the disparity and challenges that the pandemic has intensified. I stumbled upon a very thought-provoking article from New York Times last year that highlights that loss and reveals the cost when society relies on mothers to be the backup plan. This article also reveals that when the pandemic created a childcare crisis, mothers became the default solution. From the year 1955, when women represented one-third of the American labor force, to January 2019, when women achieved an impressive milestone of making up for more of the workforce than men, it was a monumental downfall for many women to make the hard choice to either quit their jobs or lose their jobs in a blink of few weeks. I strongly believe and support that these are the stories which must be heard as we move forward to rebuild a more inclusive community that gives everyone a fair opportunity to make a stronger comeback and evolve through the unprecedented situation. So, dear listeners, now a million-dollar question in front of us is how we work cohesively with a time-bound action plan to rebuild the community and make an easy comeback for the women who lost so much for no fault of theirs. I strongly believe that each one of us can make a small yet thoughtful and cognizant contribution that will go a long way to make the comeback easy for the women around us. And that is one of the very reasons I wanted to deviate from the regular energy-focused podcast that I usually do and discuss the serious concern in front of us with you all. I'm sure each one of us can do our part to support the comeback plan for all such women. First and foremost, I believe the greatest prerequisite to establish a comeback plan would be our commitment towards gender diversity, equality, and empowerment. We as responsible citizens and organizations, big or small, must pledge gender diversity at all the levels as our top priority. A featured McKinsey study on women in the workplace 2020 reiterates that in a year marked by crisis and uncertainty, corporate America is at a crossroad. The choices companies and more precisely the major oil and gas players make today will have consequences on gender equality for decades to come. I ran my own consulting company for most part of 2021. It was a one woman run company into LNG project development. I started it during COVID when the LNG market was very volatile. I pledged gender equality as my top priority for my small consulting group. The market was very sluggish and very less LNG projects were moving ahead to final investment decisions, so I was not able to add any new team member to my group. But that did not stop me from lifting another woman. I worked very efficiently within my network to connect the women who reached out to me for employment to other employers and job hunters in my network so they could get assistance to make a quick and a well-deserved comeback. Since then, I pledged that I would help as much as I can, one way or other, or as an intermediate recommender for a woman who deserves to be at a certain position. And I feel that's the smallest way I can contribute. Since then, I have enthusiastically followed the bandwagon of several women leaders at the forefront of helping and empowering other women so we can rise stronger, together, and faster. As an organization or individual, if you want to learn more about the optimal and strategized responses to the pandemic's detrimental effect on women, the United Nations Women Empowerment Principles are the best and the most constructive place to start. It explains several scenarios in which an organization can commit to equality and a culture of inclusivity and empowerment. It calls for establishing company-wide goals and targets for gender equality and include progress of such targets as a factor in managers' performance reviews. It also reiterates on engaging internal and external stakeholders in the development of company policies, programs, and implementation plans that would positively advance equality at all the levels. Offering flexible work options, leave and re-entry opportunities to positions of equal pay and status, and support access to child and dependent care by providing services, resources, and information to both women and men are several such options and scenarios cited in the United Nations Women Empowerment Principles. Another significant prospect that adds value to the comeback plan is mentorship and coaching. This one is specifically very close to my heart, as I cannot agree more on the benefits of a valued and timely advice that one can get to make an informed and superior decision when it comes to career development and advancement. And implementing the lessons learned from your mentor's experiences, which he or she has actually lived through, with several constructive and development programs, best practices, and human welfare policies in place, mentorship can be very mighty to reinforce real-life experiences and lessons learned from the mentor's life directly into the mentee's professional growth. I've been personally very fortunate to have few best industry professionals as my mentors. Thanks to all my mentors for being there and nurturing and sharing their experiences that has helped me tremendously to grow as a well-rounded personality and will further help me to evolve as I grow to be a thoughtful leader to guide the future generation. Making the right resources available at the right time to help connect women in the need of guidance, specifically with the women leaders who are already in the strategic position, more kind of an empowerment plan focused on providing career resources, networking opportunities, and thoughtful strategies to minimize obstacles that women face in the industry would also help greatly. One remarkable effort could be to organize virtual or in-person networking workshops for young women who are at the start of their career when the economy has been so disruptive, or for the women who are trying to make a comeback after the unprecedented times. Of course, empowering tools or mentors for these women may be of any gender, but it's especially effective and more powerful to see a working mother empowering other mother. Women uplifting other women in the workforce with their personal or professional life issues. This will definitely go a long way as we can relate to each other at a very granular level with so many similarities between us. I personally will be more than happy to talk, guide, and share my own lessons learned with any women in need of guidance. And candidly, I have a lot of lessons learned from my own experiences, some good, some not so good, but definitely value adding. So please do get in touch with me if you need any inputs on coaching or mentoring. Happy to help as much as I can. And when it comes to women empowerment, I cannot agree more on the value that global initiatives like Power Play Awards, which recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of remarkable women professionals in the workplace across all the LNG value chain, or Transition Economist campaign to recognize 100 women influencers of the energy transition, and Ally Energy, formerly the Pink Petros Greet Award to recognize women amid a global economic meltdown due to COVID-19 pandemic could add. Several other programs like Young Gas Tech, Society of Women Engineers Global Chapter are equally uplifting and add a lot of value to the comeback plans and only strengthen them strategically. It undoubtedly elevates the optimism and encourages women in the path of refined and thoughtful leadership. It also helps them to become an influential and empathetic future leader who believes in uplifting others as they evolve and grow. Last but not the least, when we talk about comeback plan, the most important and paramount prerequisite is the overall well-being of employee, or more precisely, the women. If you ask me, a state of physical, mental, and social well-being is known as health. A healthy mind is a happy mind, and a happy and healthy mind can translate self-rejection to confidence, subjugation to collaboration, and self-interest to commitment, which I optimistically believe are the right ingredients on the path of success and leadership. Many major companies worldwide are already putting their best foot forward with a very comprehensive approach and are already on the path to ensure healthy well-being of their employees and more specifically women. With the unprecedented times, what is required now is a better understanding of others' situation and putting yourself in their shoes. Hybrid working lifestyle and times, emergency childcare programs, introducing physical fitness resources and mental fitness program to the women would definitely go a long way. These all resources and tools will ensure an easy comeback for sure. Conclusively, the pandemic has been very pressing on everyone, and more on the women, either as a primary breadwinner or as a supportive member or a primary caretaker of the family and kids. All these uncertainties and adversities in past 3 to 4 years only underpins the need for more support for women and their families to make their comeback easy. In any scenario, the ability to recoup from the current unparalleled and striking calamity depends on our actions and the empowerment we offer for an easy comeback to the women re-entering the workforce. I can speak from my own experiences that such inclement situations at personal and professional front makes any women more resilient and helps them to champion the future abrupt situations with proper planning and focus. All they need is a supportive industry with an open mind, open arm, and an empowering attitude to make their comeback easy and embrace them wholeheartedly. Let's just be there for them and rest assured they will soar high again and very soon. We must always remind ourselves that together we rise faster, stronger, kinder, and more resilient. With this positive note, time to wrap up my session. Thanks to all my listeners for trusting me and my opinion. And if you find this 20-minute brain dump of mine interesting, feel free to circulate it in your network and do write to me at energyinsightwithrocky@gmail.com. I would be more than happy to hear your perspective. Stay happy, healthy, and most importantly, empathetic, as that is what the world needs the most. With that note, time to sign off. Bye until we catch up with another insightful podcast. Thank you.